Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It is snowing in Japan, or at least it's snowing where I am, near Tokyo. And that's great, you know, it looks nice and I like snow. I don't like being in snow so much. Well, that's not true. I like going out when it has snowed, and that's fun. But I mean, I don't like having to travel in snow. That is not fun. And I also don't like when I've gone out on a bike ride to another town, like the neighboring town, because I've read on the weather forecast that it's not going to snow until much later, and then it does snow, and I don't have an umbrella or anything, and I get completely soaked, absolutely drenched, very, very wet when I'm trying to come home, which is exactly what has just happened. So this morning, I'm not sure when I checked the weather forecast last. Maybe I checked it last night, maybe it's my fault, but I thought that I'd checked it this morning. And it had said it's not due to snow, so it shouldn't snow until, I thought, around 4 p.m. So I went out with my wife this morning. Like, she went to the bus stop and I was on my bike, and I said, it's not going to snow until, what is it, about 4 or something, 4 p.m.? And she said 5 p.m. I thought, okay, you know, go out for a bike ride in the morning, maybe come back around lunchtime, something like that, should be fine. And it was pretty cold. It's about 5 degrees. It was 5 degrees when I set out. It's 4 degrees now, so it's got a bit colder. So yeah, pretty cold. But I was perfectly warm. I put some like extra warm trousers on. I got some gloves on. I got like a big, what is it? A down coat on, and that's very warm. Had a hat on, and I was on my bike on a bike ride, and it was fine. I was warm. It's not a nice day, you know, it's very cloudy, but it's bright enough. And, yeah, it was a pleasant enough bike ride until it started raining. Well, the first sign I got that something was wrong is I was on my bike ride going away from my house. And I was already in the next city by this point. And it started snowing just a tiny bit. And I thought, that's a bit strange. That's a lot earlier than forecast. And I thought, maybe it's just one of those like one-off things, you know, like it's just going to snow for like, I mean, really, not heavy snow, like really tiny bits of snow. And I thought, man, you know, maybe it's just going to happen for like 10 minutes and then stop. And so I carried on and I ignored it. And yeah, it stopped. So I thought, okay, that's the last of that. And I went a bit further than I'd been before in this direction. And in the end, I didn't really find anything. I was looking for more, like, open spaces and more fields and things like that. But I got to this one place and there were some fields there, like farmers' fields. And so it was a bit open, but there's loads of, like, factories all around. Factories and warehouses and electricity pylons, you know, those big structures that carry electricity everywhere all over the country. So it didn't really look great, to be honest. It looked very industrial, not pretty at all. So I thought, okay, I'll turn around and I'll head back home now. And I thought, you know, maybe it's going to start snowing a bit earlier than forecast. So just as I turned around and started to go home, it started to rain. And it was just a bit of drizzle at first. Drizzle is like very, very light rain. And I thought, that's, you know, it's not too bad. It took me about an hour, actually, to get to where I was. But I was going very slowly. I was just having a nice, leisurely bike ride, a very slow, relaxing bike ride, just listening to podcasts, you know, doing a bit of study whilst I'm riding my bike. And it started to get a bit heavier, you know, to the point where you're sort of riding along, you're riding your bike, and it's like the rain's going into your eyes, and it's making it a bit hard to see. I'm thinking, oh dear, this is no good. I've got to stop and sit down. So I found this park that I could sit down in, and it had like a little, like a wooden hut, like some seats with this roof over. So I sat down there with my bike, and I thought, I'll just sit here and wait till it stops. I thought it's just like, just passing rain, because I know it's not due to rain until, you know, snow until like much later in the evening. So I was sitting there for a while, and I was just, you know, sitting down, enjoying my podcast, relaxing. I was warm, and I thought if I need a drink or something, I can just go to like a nearby vending machine. There's some toilets in the park if I need to go there. There's, you know, loads of convenience stores all over the place, so if I need some food. So I just thought, I'll just stay here for a while and just wait till the rain goes, no problem. I was sitting there for maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then I thought, oh, let's check the weather forecast. Let's look. Let's see what when the rain's going to stop. So I opened my phone, looked at the app, and it was not going to stop. It was just going to get worse from here on. So it had slowed, the rain had slowed down a bit by now, and I thought, it's only going to get worse. I've just got to go now. You know, the longer I wait, the heavier the rain is going to get. Like, the chance of the rain was, like, going up from, I don't know, 50% chance to, like, 75% chance and then higher. So it's, yeah, I had to go. So I started riding, and it started raining a bit more, and I was just getting absolutely soaked. Like, I was looking at my coat that I was wearing, and the sleeves were just shiny with water, just shiny wet. And I could feel like all of my fringe, you know, the hair at the front of my head, it was all soaking, and my face was getting a bit wet. And I was riding hard, you know, I was riding quite fast, trying to get home. So like the way going was a nice, leisurely, relaxing ride. The way back was not. I was just pedaling and pedaling and pedaling. And I didn't stop. And I think I managed to get back in, it was probably like 20 minutes or something, like record time. I don't know, half an hour, 20 minutes, something like that. So really fast. But yeah, I was already soaked by the time I got back. But I wasn't, I mean, my clothes were very wet, but I was okay. The front of my hair, that was a bit wet, but like rest of my hair was fine because I had a hat on. My body was dry because my coat got wet, and thankfully I'd put these sort of like warm, like hiking trousers on before I set out. And they're, I don't think they're waterproof, but they're so thick that I didn't get wet. So, yeah, I had to change clothes when I got back, but not too wet. It could have been worse. It could have been much worse. If it had started, like, really tipping it down, really raining heavily, that would have been terrible, because I just would have been riding back in 20 minutes of really heavy downpour, heavy rain. But As it stands, I think I was quite lucky, although I'm not sure why it is snowing now instead of at 5 o'clock, so the weather forecast has definitely changed. But yeah, I do like snow, just like I say, when I'm not caught in it. So I'll see how it goes. I don't know if we're going to have a lot of snow, or if it's going to, you know, there'd be that snow that sort of just comes and then goes, and it doesn't really stick to the ground. It just makes everything wet. But it does look like it's going to get quite cold today. So if it's cold enough, it should stick to the ground. And we've got snowy conditions forecast for the whole day. So who knows? We might get a decent amount of snow. And it's not the first time I've seen snow here in Japan. It did snow last year, around about this time, actually. And there wasn't a lot of it. There was just a bit of it. So I haven't seen like a lot of snow. You know, when you look outside and there's about, I don't know, 5 centimeters at least. I've not seen anything like that. You can always see like, oh, the snow has covered this bit, but it's not covered that bit over there. You know, so it's not really been too heavy snow, too thick. So it would be nice to see some heavy snow, to see like look out and just see like Japan covered in white. That would be quite nice to see. But at the same time, my wife's had to travel out today to go to work, and she's had to go somewhere a bit further away. So if it does snow like that, she's going to have a hard time getting back home. So yeah, it probably is a good idea. It's probably a good thing if it doesn't snow heavily. But we've just got to see what happens. See what happens with the weather. And I have no idea, because the forecast, I can't trust it anymore. Anyway, until next time, I hope you're a lot drier than me, and I hope your studying is going really well. Bye-bye.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at UH1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much, and have a lovely day.